Blog Talk Radio.
Two until tomorrow. You want to give it now, we will listen to it. Otherwise, we will turn it back in the hands of our leader. One more praise report. Anyone, do we have any of our men on the line? Elder Coates, I think I heard you. God bless you. Pastor Strotter. Amen. Well, we do want to reach out and encourage those that are first time. Do we have first time callers that would like to give a praise report? Amen. God bless each and every one of you. And at this time, thanking God for all the praises that have gone up before him and is back in the hands of our leader, Dr. Johnson. God bless.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pfeiffer. You did a wonderful job. I want to thank you and Brother Pete. See if Brother Pete is around. He treated me so nice when I was in Kentucky. Amen. I want him to give his praise report today. We had a great time there in the home of Brother Pete and Dr. Pfeiffer. Just genial people treated me like a king, I must say. And thank you for all the things that learned from me. Well, Brother Pete cooked so much fish for me and everything. I just want to just thank God for the treatment. Amen. If Brother Pete is there,
he
want to hear a praise
for a moment.
Amen.
He stepped out for a moment.
All right. And I want to just thank you all for your kindness in Kentucky. Most of all, thank the Lord for opening doors for me. Listen, folks, if you want to come to Kansas City, God will open doors for you that seem to be closed in your face. I wanted to go to Kentucky. And before I knew it, the Lord had furnished a free trip for me. And he can do the same thing. He's not a respecter of persons. You're his child, too. And we're having a convention here June the 19th through the 22nd. Make your request known to the Lord, and he can open doors that have been closed in your face. Amen. I want to spend about 5 minutes talking about the convention. Dr. Stern and Deaconess Gina, give them that information about the convention, and we'll move forward. The line is open to you, Dr. Stern.
Well, praise the Lord again this morning. God bless all of you that are on the prayer line this morning and those that are not on the prayer line. We want this message to get to them. I really wish we had some kind of handbill, like a little flyer or a card that we could pass out, amen, and give to people to let them know that we are doing a wonderful work for the Lord. I just want to reiterate again and again that we are up at the time that is almost here. So we want to saddle up, amen, get ready to get and find your way going toward the highway of Kansas City to be a part of our great Billion Praise Convention that is almost here at right before us. It's in our spirit, but we're almost at the day. Amen. And we want to encourage every last one of you. We've got the excitement in our spirit, and we want you to get excited, too, for coming together. And I'm not just looking at this now as we continue to talk about it and talk it up. Amen. I'm looking at this as a great move of God that is about to come our way, something that we'll never experience before, because remember, God don't come the same way every time he comes in. So we know that God is going to move in a mighty way, and we want to be a part of the move. It's not just Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson and Deaconess Gina Hodges Conference. It is our convention, First Fruit Prayer Line. We know that he is the great overseer, amen, but it's our, amen, convention, and he set aside the time, the place, and all of this. That's a lot of sacrifice to give up, amen, but a great sacrifice, and we're going to a great thing. Know this, people of God. God, that is something that is good for us. Amen. It's a great thing. So we want to encourage you to get prepared to come that way so we can come together as saints of God all over the land to bless, amen, and embrace the Spirit of the living God. And then we're embracing one another with our love. I'm excited, too, when I heard Dr. Pfeiffer say she met someone that was on the prayer line. Amen. That is something. Just think, we can see everybody and embrace one another. And I tell you, when we come back, the prayer line is going to be off the chain because we would have been with kindred spirits. So God bless you all is my prayer. And I'm going to turn it over to Sister Gina Hodges, and she will give you further information.
God bless you, Dr. Stern, and thank you so much. I am getting so excited, so looking forward to seeing all of you all, some of you all again, and some of you for the first time. Roads are leading to Kansas City, 2014 Billion Praise Convention, and we are expecting just a wonderful time. We have magnificent speakers lined up. And, of course, on that Saturday night is official night. Those of you that are coming on official night, we usually do our black with green accessories, and it's really beautiful where we honor our leader, Dr. Bernard Johnson. And, again, those of you that may not be able to make it, if you still want to send in a blessing for him, be a blessing for him on his night. Send a card. If the Lord leads you to put something in the card, you may send that to the home of Mother Johnson. And that address is 2215 North 49th Street. That's in Kansas City, Kansas. 6104, I believe, is the zip code. And you will address it to Mother Adley Johnson. She ensures that this gets to Dr. Johnson. And we really want to be a blessing for him on that Saturday night. We have a great speaker for the Thursday night and the Friday night. And we're going to close it out at Amazing Grace on Sunday. So all roads are leading there. If you need a hotel, our hotel is the Hilton Garden Inn. That's our host hotel this year, 302 Minnesota Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas. It is attached to the Jack Reardon Center where all the services will be taking place. You may make your reservation by calling 913-342-7900 and tell them that you are part of the First Root Convention. They will honor our negotiated rate of $104. That includes breakfast. You will receive 4 breakfast tickets each day. So if 4 people want to get together, there will be 2 double beds in the room, or you can get a king-size room. But make sure you tell them you're part of the First Fruit. Now, we need you all to jump on this right away because they cannot hold our rooms out of inventory forever. So we need you to do this week. Go make your reservations. Your credit card will not be charged at the time that you make your reservation. They will ask that once you arrive that you take care of your room charges. So, again, we're looking forward to seeing all of you all, as many of you all as possible, at the First Fruit Worldwide Billion Praise Convention. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stern, and thank you so much, Deaconess Gina. It was a wonderful presentation. Lord bless you and keep you. I want to go to prayer now, and somebody may need a prayer answer. We serve a prayer answering God. So if you have a prayer request, this is the time. Amen. We gave you a time for, don't be coming on the line now to pray for us during the prayer request time. That is inappropriate. It is not correct. I'm a man of order, and God is a God of order. Let's have the prayer request now. We gave you the opportunity for the praise reports. Do you have a prayer request? Getting ready. We want for you. And I'm going to open the line up to any of our assistants can come and take the prayer request. The line is open to you who wants to get it. If not, then we'll come back. Amen. Anybody? All right. Let's go on with the prayer request. If you have a prayer request, this is the time that you have to make your prayer request. Anyone have a prayer request?
This not is the
pizza.
I was just praying for my brother. Rosa, God, they can't get any sugar stabilized. The sugar keep dropping. So they're meeting to the hospital yesterday. So pray that they will be able to get any sugar stabilized. And I have honest spoken request for myself.
All right. God bless you.
Dr.
Your brother, all right, someone else with the prayer request.
Dr. Johnson.
This is Sister Johnson in Texas, area code 325. Praise God. I'm asking a prayer request for to remember my husband, Elder Benny Johnson, and the same thing as his sugar being stabilized. If you would agree with me that the Lord would help stabilize his sugar. And I need a financial blessing for myself. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Dr. Stern.
Yes, I just want to tell you I will continue to pray and release you. Amen.
All right, thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. All right, praise the Lord. We're still taking prayer requests today, Monday, June the 2nd, and you're on the line. Another prayer request, please. It's a little, oh God, it's a little blurry. I don't know if anybody, I can hear you, but I can't understand you, Mother Johnson. Would you tell me again who to pray for?
Yes, pray for my family and pray for the Lord to just use me in his service.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
We hear you, Mother. Perhaps somebody may have two phones on in their room. That's a no-no. If you would cut, if you have two phones on in your room, please cut one off, please.
No, she said pray for.
I didn't quite hear. Go ahead again, Mother Johnson, please.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Asking you all to pray for my family and pray that the Lord would just use me in his service and draw me.
All right.
All right. We got it, Mother Johnson. Thank you, and we're sorry for the interruptions to keep asking you again. All right.
Yes.
God bless you. Forgive us for that. All right. It's much clearer now, and I certainly want to say this is amen. This is an excellent spirit line, so we want everybody, amen, to be able to hear them so we could get the prayer request. This is a very sacred time for the prayer request. So if you have two phones, you need to hang up one. And it's much clearer now, and that's the way we want the prayer line to go. All right. Is it anyone else this morning with a prayer request?
This is Sister Ernestine Johnson. Ernestine Johnson, Louisiana. And I would like prayer for my stomach and the spinning in my head.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes, let's stop now and
yes,
pray for that.
Yes,
she's got a spin in her head and stomach. Amen. Let me just pray for you, Mother. God bless you, Mother Ernestine Johnson. Oh, God. Oh, God. Father, I thank you because you're real. You're not a figmentation of someone's imagination. You are everywhere. And the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary was Lord, for every sickness, for every disease, for every trouble, for every sin, for all those things. And I thank you because the resurrection blood of Jesus is available in the spirit realm now. God, I pray that you go there. Sister Ernestine Johnson, touch the body in Jesus' name. The devil is a liar. Satan has no business afflicting her body, because her body is the house of the Holy Ghost. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. And the enemy of affliction has no business being there. I call you out, you spirit of affliction. I call you out, trying to make her dizzy, all that. The resurrection blood of Jesus in the spirit realm is against you. That's his house. Get out! Blood of Jesus is against you. Father, I thank you because if there are any sick among us, let us call for the elders of the church and let us pray for them, anointing them with the oil. And God, we ask that the oil of the anointing be available right there for Sister Ernestine Johnson right now. Sister Johnson, lift your hands. In the name of Jesus. Yes. We offer the oil of the anointing to be placed on your forehead right now. Business, get out. You have no business there. You ain't paid no rent. Why are you trying to be up in there? That's the house of the Lord. Get out. Blood of Jesus is against you. Thank you, Lord. We place the oil of the anointing on this woman. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Angels, get those demon affliction demons. Get them. Don't let them come back around there. The blood of Jesus stands against them. He said, we resist the devil. He has to flee from us. That affliction demon. We resist him. Get out! Blood of Jesus is against him. Better run. The angels are going to put the oil of the anointing all on you. You have to take it back to your camp. Other demons will be influenced and affected by the resurrection blood of Jesus. Get all in the camp. They'll be bowing down, worshiping the Lord. It is true. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. That in heaven, above the earth, on the earth, and even beneath the earth, you'll have to bow. Woman, be healed. Be delivered. Sister Johnson, sinning, get out. The blood of Jesus. I'll touch it now. Lift your hand, Sister Johnson. Lord, anoint her hand. Be right there, Lord, as she lays her hand on her forehead. Let the anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lay your hand on your forehead now. Oh, and I see others doing the same thing. Oh, God. It's touching. God is moving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm not going to wait to thank you because I believe you did it now. Thank you. Heard the Holy Ghost say somebody who believes he just holler the word, now! Now!
Now!
Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory,
glory.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Even in the eyes. Anoint those eyes, Lord. And I say the word that you said, Jesus. And I say it, asking you to let your power be on it. Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless all of y'all. Back to you, Dr. Stern. Let's pray for these that we have, maybe. Pray for these that we have. Anybody else?
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Brother Jeff, this is Brother Lawson. Brother Lawson from Oklahoma. And I'm glad to prepare myself for my back. Also, I'm going to get ready for church yesterday morning. My wife got short of breath, and we had to call 911 to get her to the hospital. And we found out that she has a blood clot in her lung and has a cyst or something right by her heart. I'm headed to the hospital now, so I can get with the doctor. But I just want the prayer line to pray for it. We get strong, and I know God can do it all. So I'm just asking for prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Some of you anointed folk, we've got so many anointed folk on the line. Amen. If y'all want to pray, go ahead and pray. Otherwise, I'll pray again. Amen. Hey. The anointing is present right now.
Yes.
Anybody?
Dr. Johnson, that is for you. Praise the Lord. When it's, I just feel like with something like that, that's for the leader to pray for that, because that's who the people want to hear is the leader.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that. Amen. I receive it. in the name of Jesus. Brother Lawson. Amen. I was born with asthma, shortness of the breath. Amen. And didn't have a blood clot, but the Lord made all these things for his glory. Why would God make blood clots for his glory? That somebody could have it and he could heal it, and they would raise their hands and realize that he is Jehovah God, and he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all things, that he would heal your wife. Amen. Won't you lift your hand, Brother Lawson? You hear me? Do you hear me?
Yes,
you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. I want God to use you as you're going to the hospital right now.
Yes.
God is already there. But, you know, Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house. And there was a woman who had an issue of blood who stopped and pressed her way through the crowd and got to the hem of the garment of Jesus and touched it and received the miracle herself. Amen. Some wondered why it was so important for her to get the miracle through all that crowd. I thank God for the miracle that she received. But Jairus was with Jesus at the same time, I believe.
Yes.
He was on his way to Jairus' house.
Yes.
And I believe not only did that woman receive the miracle, but I believe that Jairus received the miracle of faith.
Yes.
That he could be in the room when Jesus got to the house where his daughter was pronounced dead. And she was laying there, but Jairus now had the faith to believe because he had seen the woman with the issue of blood touch just the garment of Jesus. And her faith made her whole. Now Jairus had the faith that he could step in the room with Jesus and see his daughter receive the miracle. Yeah. I believe you're on your way to your wife's bedside. No, I don't believe that the Lord has called her home. But what I'm saying is that he is strengthening your faith on the way to the hospital, that you could be used as a vehicle for the miracle to come to pass. Yeah. Raise your hand right now, Brother Lawson.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the
name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That's it. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I'm
asking two times. Just as you, you stick in the hand of Moses. You used a stick and called it a rod. And you got in the stick, your spirit. So much so that when Moses held that stick out toward the Red Sea, the whole Red Sea opened up and hushed like a baby and let the people walk across.
And with
what power, what power, what power.
The name of
you can get in his hand, Lord, that when he goes to the hospital and stretches his hand forward toward his wife and places his hand on her lungs. The lungs will open up and hush like a baby. And the anointing will rush there. And healing virtue will open up and annihilate blood clots. I believe that, Lord. And he does too. Let it be so. In Jesus' name. Even on his way. God, you can touch. And he bring it. Let him be a part of the miracle.
Hallelujah.
Him, Lord, for Christ's sake, in Jesus'
name.
God, touch his wife right now. Keep her safe.
Thank you,
shut the back door. Don't let the enemy come in there. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you. You know, all we can do is ask you. But we ask you in faith and believe in it. And we ask you, let it be so. This is my request unto you.
That
you touch your body. And let her be completely healed.
Yes.
Thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Go there, if you will, Brother Lawson, and
if you can, avoid shaking hands with people before you lay your hand on your wife. And my instructions coming from the Holy Ghost. If you can, avoid shaking hands with people before you lay your hand, your anointed hand, on your wife. In the name of Jesus. Do you hear me?
Yes, yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If someone reaches out to shake your hand, which hand do you have up now? That God,
right hand.
All right, shake it with the left. Amen.
Yes.
And God bless them. Amen. Put your
Amen.
Right hand on your wife when you get there. Amen.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you. All right, we love
you. Thank you.
Amen.
Have a
Thank
blessed
you.
Day, Saints. I'm out.
Bless you. Go ahead, Dr. Stern.
Okay, Dr. Johnson, it's, you know, it's 7 o'clock. Do you want me to continue or just?
No, no. Let's pray for these that we have. Let's not leave them hanging.
Yes,
Amen.
Right.
Let's pray about 5-10 minutes. Amen. Amen. We can't pray 20 and 30, but we'll pray for these that we have. Mm.
Well, Dr. Johnson, we have just Sister Peterson, Mother Johnson from Indiana, and Sister Johnson, amen, for her family. And I pray to God that I'm not being disrespectful, but Dr. Johnson, it's your prayer today. It's just 3 people. It's your prayer today. And I just, you know, want to let
All
you
right.
close in prayer. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. I pray that you I'm not being disrespectful, but I just felt that in the
Amen.
Amen.
No, no, wait. And I want to thank you so much for that. I'm a man that I know the way to greatness is that you be able to humble yourself.